Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our men's basketball podcast with Shocker head coach Paul Mills. The Shockers coming off their first two conference games of the season on the road, two games at home this week as they continue conference play. Coach, you open conference down 16 at one point, 13 at the half, come back to beat UAB, then had an 18-point lead in the second half of your own on Saturday at Charlotte, end up losing that one in double overtime. And your impression of what you've seen around the league, there may be a lot of those games as the year goes on.
Yeah, probably will. I've seen a lot of conference scores. I saw, you know, a team up 24 and end up losing. I saw a team, I know Creighton at Seton Hall was up 16 with 13 to play, end up losing. There's a number of those games. It's just it happens during conference, and you kind of see just the competitive nature of what happens. Going back to Saturday, it's kind of a stew of unorganized screw-ups that kind of put you in that position, and you go back, you find a way to learn from it, as uncomfortable as it is sometimes. But us and UTSA were the two teams that ended up opening on the road, and we were, you know, come out of there 1-1. I know, you know, already just one weekend, you have three teams in Memphis, Temple, and Tulane who were able to go 2-0, and then everybody else is sitting there at 1-1. So it's a long year. You got to make sure, though, that you get value and learn from a situation like that occurred on Saturday night.
With the phrase that you just applied to the Charlotte game, what do you feel like your team most importantly needs to take away from a game like that?
Yeah, you know, one is kind of knowing time and score. There's a bunch of those moments in the last 5 minutes. We call the last 5 minutes of a game the 10th round, just because every media we recognize as a round. And to be honest with you, we haven't lost any 10th rounds this year. And that's even though, hey, teams are going to go on runs and they're going to be able to trim a lead or get back in a ball game. And so even though that was a scenario, like, we just needed to be sharper about what we needed to do. Unlike the DePaul game where it was some missed free throws at the end in a one-possession game, we're up 7 and we're shooting with 26 on the shot clock, you know, with 3 minutes to play. And the game's kind of, you know, it's favoring us. And there's things that you kind of take away from that, obviously being up 3 with 7-7 to go, and then leaving a 3-point shooter to go to a 2-point shooter. And you really, as unfortunate as it sounds, you kind of have to go through these scenarios in order to really grow from them. I told the team afterwards that I think in this conference, the team that wins the league is probably going to have four, maybe even five losses. You come out of the opening weekend with a road split. You need to be able to take care of home games in order to be in contention at the end. But just seeing how the makeup of the league through the first week, I do think that those Charlotte moments, as well as those UAB moments, you need those as well. And we experienced that being able to win an overtime game at Northern Iowa. You kind of have to go through those scenarios and get a little bit more resolve, get your skin a little bit thicker on just how to navigate these games, because there's going to be plenty of them moving forward. You know, we haven't even, in my opinion, reached the halfway point of the season. So you're going to get a lot of these, and you got to get tremendous value out of them.
Not only this isn't something that you've really questioned at all previously, but given the two games on the road last week, do you feel pretty good about the fight you see in your team, and then it's become more a matter of execution and attention to the details that you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, skills are king, but intangibles are supreme, and our fight could be a little bit better. I think, you know, you had Mingo and Bonky, who, you know, as I mentioned prior to the game, just really that we knew that pick and roll. Now, you know, Mingo being able to go for 26 and 10, just didn't foresee that kind of day for him. But you tip your hat to him. It's a heck of a job by him. I think he was 4 for 4 from three there on his final 4 3-point attempts. A lot of it out at pick and roll. But I do feel like when we had a matchup, for instance, Caron Boyd, that we were able to kind of get some mileage out of that. What we didn't do in that game, uncharacteristically, is you give up 46% on the offensive glass. Like, I mean, we're only rebounding 54% of our misses, and they're getting 46. And that's just not a number that we've done this year. And so some of that was due to pick and roll coverage, us just getting cross matched and having littles on theirs and bigs on ours. But you kind of go back through. We had to reevaluate from a pick and roll standpoint. Just, hey, let's go back to pick and roll 101 and let's just be better. But, you know, more disappointed in how we rebounded the ball, just because we've been able to do so really well up until that point on Saturday night.
You're listening to Shocker Head Coach Paul Mills. We will continue our discussion right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back as we continue our men's basketball discussion with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, at the point you had an 18-point lead with 15 minutes to go at Charlotte and then double digits for a while after that, is there any feeling that you mentioned a shot later where you took a shot 26 on the clock? Did you feel like maybe there were some wasted possessions when you had that lead? Maybe not intent enough on valuing each possession.
Oh my, yes. You know, we kind of move KG over to the bench. They're going up on the 18-point lead. It was actually 16 when we put them off. And I think that you kind of, man, the things that allowed us to be in this position, we turned around and started operating on the fringe. Like, we started taking shots that were unnecessary in two of the three possessions during one of those segments. You know, they both resulted in air balls and just unnecessary. Those weren't the things that gave us the lead. And, you know, you see this, right? Sometimes people lose focus and things are going really well and will get away from what put us in that position. And thought, you know, and especially when you play one possession games, that you can't let up. You have to, and especially just knowing you're on the road in a conference game, and that the momentum can eventually swing, and you get officials who get caught up in the game, and the crowd, and there's a whole host of things that we can avoid if we'll have better focus on our end. And so, back to your original question, absolutely. Like, and we've addressed it. You know, again, there's some plays. I mean, we're up five, have a chance with a minute to go to go up three possessions. We get an offensive goaltend. We end up fouling 94 feet from the basket without any time coming off. And so now that five-point lead, instead of having a seven, now it's a three. And it's just a huge four-point swing with a minute to go in that game that we need to find ways in order to make sure that, man, nothing you can do about it in hindsight, but we have to make sure we learn from that so it doesn't happen moving forward.
And certainly those possessions we were talking about, if you give the other team a window where they think maybe they're still in it, and they did. They got hot. I doubt that they had a lot of hope at one point, but they certainly started feeling it.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to focus during those moments. And, you know, we have a tendency sometimes when things go well that, you know, we get away from what allowed us to do that, and that was definitely the case on Saturday night.
The other thing I wanted to mention, that's a team, Charlotte, that was picked last in the league in the preseason poll. They certainly look to me like they've got better personnel than that, and maybe an indicator of just where we are. When I asked you before the trip about the league, you hadn't really seen much, and nobody really knows what anybody has until you see each other a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think Bonke, their 7'2" player, played really well against Temple. You know, went 10 of 13 from the free throw line, was able to capitalize on opportunities around the rim, went 8 for 12 against us. And you just realize when you see him up close how good he is. I don't think we knew Mingo was good. I mean, you were in the film sessions of just how much attention that we kind of brought to him, especially on the introduction of Charlotte. And then you have scenarios where, you know, one night out of the year, you're going to play really, really well. And there's going to be other nights where you don't. And so, I again, it was kind of a perfect storm that needed to happen for them in order for them to get back in that game. And there were a number of, you know, brain malfunctions on our end and execution and all of that that needed to happen in order for allow. So, you know, I just go back to it's a stew of disorganized screw-ups that kind of allow them to get in that position. But We have to find a way in order to win that game, and the way that you do that is next time you're in that position, you have to respond the right way.
Would it be fair to say that there are probably several teams in the league looking at the possibility that they could be contenders who are looking to improve on the things you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't care what your record is right now, two games in, you still think you're winning the league. So, I mean, even the teams that – you know, maybe 0-2 or 0-1, you know, you're only a game or two out. And the truth is your destiny is in your control because you're going to get the opportunity to play all of these teams moving forward. So I think everybody believes that they're going to be have a chance to win a conference championship. And that's the way you should think. We obviously believe we will. But we just need to – every game is kind of its own living organism. And we need to, you know, now that we've got a week at home – we need to make sure we're focused for these games. And all you're hoping is that you approach every game the right way. And then when there's three or four games to go, you need to find yourself in contention. But everybody one week in still believes they're going to win the conference.
And you mentioned approaching every game the right way. You got a good road win at Northern Iowa, come from behind road win at UAB. So do you feel like, at least from some of the things you've seen, that whatever's happened, it isn't so much being on the road, four of your first six in the conference are on the road, but more just the approach to any game?
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. I think all of those games help. Not only build confidence, but also think that they provide valuable learning experiences. So, You know, I love KG's quote after the UAB game, where he was quoted as saying, every game feels the same to me because the same guys are with me. And so whether you're at home or whether you're on the road, you know, you just realize that it's truly just the people in our locker room. And, you know, whether you're at home and you have wonderful crowd support and people are supportive, or whether you're on the road and people are antagonistic, doesn't really matter. It's just the people in our locker room that need to make sure we're doing the right things in order to have the right outcome.
You're listening to Paul Mills as we talk Shocker men's basketball. The Shockers with two at home this week, and we will continue our discussion right after this.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud, and consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
Called me, he was high as a kite, in a good way, on medicine, and he called yesterday while he was laying in the hospital bed and said, I'm gonna be at practice today, and we're gonna go undefeated the rest of the year. And I said, Jarrett, you don't get to play anymore the rest of the year. And he said, no, I'm ready. So he was immediately thinking after surgery about the team and his contributions. But, you know, he's metrically, if you look at the metrics, he is our third best defender. Will Berg 1, Caron Boyd 2. And then we have, you know, Jarrett Valencia sitting there at 3. And so it's a big loss. Obviously, we were not very good defensively in the UAB game, nor the Charlotte game. And so we need to make some adjustments and figure things out. But hurt for the young man, but confident in how he'll approach his rehab. And he was playing really well for us, too. I thought, you know, when you go to the Wofford and the Eastern Kentucky game, the last two games that he played, he had really played well. And it was just one of those unfortunate circumstances where nobody's within 30 feet of him. And sometimes you see this with Achilles. They just take a wrong step somewhere. So we'll rehab him, get him back, but unfortunately he's out for the rest of the season.
His absence created some additional opportunities for Dylan Betty, and how did you feel like he handled those opportunities?
Yeah, you know, what I was really impressed specifically at the UAB game is it's hard. You know, everybody who's ever played sports understands that, you know, every game isn't going to go your way, and there's some games where you don't even get a play. And that was Dylan's case. I mean, there's been games he didn't play at all when we were in the Bahamas. Gave him some opportunities when we came back, and the minutes just didn't generate on the plus side. And so we shared with him that he would get an opportunity against UAB. And you always try to remind players, like, don't get caught up in, am I scoring? Like, operate within the 95%. You know, less than 5% of the time you're on the court, the ball's going to be in your hands. You need to operate in the 95%. You need to do all that other stuff. And I think the one big play that he made is there's a ball going out at UAB on our baseline, and he makes a play on it and allows us to keep it in bounds, and we get it and end up getting mileage out of that possession. So I thought he was doing those things. He can score, he can rebound, but we don't need to think for him to score. He had a three-point opportunity there in the right corner in front of our bench during the second half, and he passes that up and drives it and gets to the free throw line and makes 1 of 2. So we need to, we're not going to be able to replace Jarrett Valencia and what he does defensively, and so that's going to be on everybody. But I think Dylan's minutes were positive, and he's going to learn a lot just going through this process.
Certainly, you've played enough games now to start to get a pretty good idea of who can do what and so forth. But but when you lose a player, anybody, is that still a big part of What happens going forward now is continuing to figure out your rotations and who can help you with some significant minutes.
I just don't think it ever stops simply because there's injuries quite a bit, right? You know, when we played DePaul, you're without Will Berg, and you're in a scenario where, like, all right, how do we navigate this given the personnel that we have for this particular game? And that's going to be the case moving forward. It could be, you know, a thumb injury here, an ankle injury there. It's just, it's the nature of basketball. And so you really just encourage your guys that everybody has to be ready. Everybody needs to come in, and they need to think, like, what are the plays I need to make in order to impact winning? And you, if you're thinking about anything else, you're doing this wrong. And so what are the things we need to do in order to impact winning? And you feel like you have a group of guys who understood. I thought yesterday's practice was good, which, to be honest with you, it's pretty normal, though, after a loss, is the energy's good because guys want to get back to the winning side of things. But I do think we have a group that will stay ready, and if your number's called, we need you to come in and add value.
Speaking of Will Berg, we have talked about on these previous interviews about him just getting more of a chance to play and how that's helping develop his confidence and so forth. But since he missed that game with DePaul, it seems like he's played better than ever in the four games since he's been back.
Yeah, he actually asked after that DePaul game, and we started Emmanuel. And, you know, he actually asked, like, could I come off the bench? You know, it's good for him to see things instead of going in and maybe picking up a cheap foul, a minute and a half, you know, 2 minutes into the game, and now you're coming over to the bench. And so I think his approach in just, man, we're going to navigate this and just see what's occurring over here, and then I understand who I'm matched up against. I understand that I'm not going to be in immediate foul trouble the first 4 minutes of a game. So he's handled it well, and he's actually played well. You know, he's top 15 in the country at being able to retrieve offensive boards. He is a force down there. He's been able to convert free throws. I go back to Eastern Kentucky where he's 9 of 10. We tried to get the ball into him late because we just trusted him. One, he's a big target, and two, we just trust him to be able to make free throws in those scenarios. So all of that to say, I think he's playing with more and more confidence, but more importantly, he's asserting himself.
And how important is it to a coach to have a couple of guys? Dre Kendall would be another one who actually do embrace that role of coming off the bench, because you're going to need people, and if they have the right outlook, it certainly can help.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously, you just don't know game to game who's going to be able to play well. And I think it is one of those things, like Dre Kendall, when he played on the national championship team at Barton, he came off the bench. And his freshman year when they won, and then his sophomore year he started. But I do think that he kind of understands, like, this is what I care about is winning. I care about doing the things that lead to winning. And it's a learning process for everybody involved. But if you're mentally not there, you're not going to be there physically. And so it's important that you be mentally where you're supposed to be and have the right mindset, because that allows you to be physically there. And you're not going to do it vice versa. If you don't want to be there, or I don't like coming off the bench, or I don't like this, it's hard for you to be physically engaged. And both of those guys have handled coming off the bench great.
We'll continue with Paul Mills as we talk about the Shockers' week at home right after this.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out! Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at dosks.com.
Welcome back to our discussion with Paul Mills as the Shockers get ready for two home games. Their first in conference play, Rice on Wednesday night, North Texas on Sunday afternoon. And how about Rice? What have you seen from them?
Yeah, really good shooters. Have the ability, Nick Anderson, Jalen Smith. You know, both of them hover around that 40% mark. You know, the crazy stat is one of them shoots 43% on corner threes, the other shoots 53% on corner threes. And so, you know, that's just it. People who understand the diagram of a basketball court know that a corner three is an inch and three quarters shorter than the other places on the court. So you get 50% more points than shooting the two by being out there, and you get shorter distance. And they both really do well at that. They have an experienced point guard, Trey Broadnax, who can really navigate and be able to find those guys. And what they try to do, though, is they try to cause a lot of chaos defensively. And, you know, they'll go watch that UAB game and watch how we just didn't handle their 1-3-1. And so we'll see a variety of defenses. But they kind of want to be the aggressor. And the way that they're aggressor defensively is they're going to be really disruptive and try to cause a lot of turnovers. And then offensively, they enjoy playing out in transition because they have two elite shooters who can get to the corner. So, yeah, we're in for a tough one. It's good to be at home, but this is going to be a heck of a ball game on Wednesday night.
And they had two pretty one-sided losses, one in particular at Tulsa where they just got crushed. And then they come back and they're in it with Memphis right up to the end. And so I would think you'd anticipate they've gained a little confidence.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into the Memphis game. A whole lot of stock in the Tulsa game. Everybody has bad days. It was a bad day. It was Tulsa shot it really well. Rice just didn't play well. But the Memphis game is probably way more indicative of just their capabilities. And again, I just thought their chaos, their aggressiveness on their ball screens, their aggressiveness in being disruptive in the full court and three-quarter court, as well as just how much force they play with in transition. So all of that to say, we can all chalk up a game or two every year to we didn't play well. And then you're going to have a game or two where you really play well. Well, it's that, you know, 10% on both ends. It's that other 80%. And so I would love for them to be at the bottom 10%, I just don't think that'll be the case because a game like Tulsa gets your attention, and they responded really well.
You mentioned you had a practice coming off of Charlotte where the energy was kind of what you would expect after a loss like that. And you've mentioned many times you couldn't do football having to wait a week between games. So I'm sure looking forward to getting back on the court, and I think you would expect that from your guys.
Yeah, you know, when we left here last Tuesday and then, you know, you get back Saturday night, it's one of those scenarios where you feel like you've been gone longer than you actually have. But you also anticipate, man, the week at practice, not traveling, being able to play home games, getting the mileage out of that. So, you know, as a coach, you really look forward to the practice. You really look forward to going in and fixing some opportunities. And then at the same time, you know, you're encouraged about the road ahead if we can address these specific issues. So, you know, I've always been encouraged about this team. And you have to have good practices in order to make play. You know, players don't want to hear it. I mean, especially when we've been going since June. But, you know, you're not at the halfway mark. And so when you get to the halfway mark, it's kind of like one of those things where you begin to turn the corner, hopefully. And you kind of navigate the first half. And then the second half, you go in, you make those adjustments, you learn from those first half scenarios, and then you execute a lot better in the second half in is what your hope is. And so that's kind of what you're looking forward to. And again, I'm glad we're at home.
Quickly, and I know your whole focus right now is on Rice, but you have North Texas coming in on Sunday. They were coached by Grant McCasland, one of your former colleagues at Baylor, and then Ross Hodge took over, and they've been a team that tends to play low-scoring, grinded-out games. They have a new coach in Daniel Robinson, but they're scores are looking the same. It looks like another rock fight, probably.
D Rob's a friend and does a terrific job. I know they beat Tulsa the other day. I think it was 72-67, I believe the score was. So I don't know enough about them. I know they got really good players and just saw some of the interior. You know, we had a long day Sunday up here after the return from Charlotte and was able to catch a glimpse of like the last 5 minutes of that game. So have an idea, but haven't done a deep dive. But I do know that, you know, they're going to be in contention for it too after the little bit that I watch. And that one's going to be a tough game as well. And again, we need to be able to handle business at home.
And yeah, especially when it's two out of your first six in the conference to get these two at home.
Yeah, it's just you don't get many. You know, us and UTSA are the only two teams that had to play both of our games on the road and didn't get any home weeks. I don't know. I haven't looked, but I don't think anybody has to play four of their first six on the road. But it all evens out in the end. But you have to take advantage. In order to put yourself in contention, you have to make sure you take care of home. So we're excited about the opportunity to hopefully get one on Wednesday night.
All right, Coach, thank you. That's our podcast with head coach Paul Mills. The Shockers at home against Rice, 6:30 Wednesday night and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon against North Texas.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,